You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
The Washington Post, the day he won, 2016, the day he won, November 8th, that night they wrote an article. This is when impeachment begins. He wasn't president. He hadn't been elected for less, you know, for 5 minutes at that point. And they start, this is when impeachment begins. And then he's impeached the first time. And then he was impeached a second time. And they slandered him. They belittled him. You know, they went after him. They went after all of us. There's no family in American history that has taken more arrows in the back than the Trump family every single time. And you know what? It's gone on past politics. You look at the attorney generals, you look at district attorneys all over the country. All they want to do is they want to get Donald Trump. They raise money on it. They send fundraising emails about it. They brag on camera about it. They go after him. They subpoena him. I'm probably the most subpoenaed person in the history of the United States. Every single day we get another subpoena. And they do it for one reason, because they don't want Donald Trump to run and win again in 2024.
That is Eric Trump talking about the raid on the Mar-a-Lago Trump compound estate in Florida by FBI agents last night. This is August 9, 2022. We are live streaming right now at Rumble.com. Go to Rumble.com, enter in the search engine, one word, Larry Connors, USA. Please make sure your family and friends are aware we're on the air with this program today. This is a most consequential program. That's Eric Trump, and what he just said you cannot deny. I don't care if you're politics. I don't care if you're left, right, center, or you don't have any politics. You cannot deny what he said when he said no family in America has been targeted and stabbed and shot in the back as many times as the Trump family by whatever means they can. And what happened last night? Again, regardless of your politics, opens Pandora's box. If that can be done to a former president for the basis that they gave, you're a very easy target, especially with 86 to 87,000 new IRS agents being hired. You know, you didn't do anything wrong. Trump hasn't either, based on what we've seen so far. I have a couple of guests today you definitely want to hear from. One, Hans von Spakovsky, the legality of all of this. Basically carrying out a raid to recover documents at the National Historical Society that's supposed to get them, according to a 1978 Presidential Records Act. They suspected that not all of them were in their hands. It's had been taken by Trump. Could have been by mistake. I know he didn't pack all of his stuff. Do you imagine he did? Of course not. Did he direct somebody to take some particular records out? I don't know. Neither do you. And neither does the leftist state-controlled media. But we have an attorney general, Department of Justice, and the FBI being weaponized by the left. And as you heard Eric say, mainly to keep make sure he does not run again in 2024, Trump. Not only demolish him, but anyone associated with him. To just simply say, let's make America great again, suddenly you're pariah. Your slime, your gutter trash, when all you're saying is, let's make America great again. Now, Biden can say, build back better. Oh, that's great. We can do that. He can claim Inflation Reduction Act when that's a comedy remark. Also, guest today, Joy Pullman with The Federalist. In her opinion, this raid confirms the AG office, Justice Department, FBI, weaponized, helping pick who Americans will be allowed to vote for in 2024 and beyond. Now, if taking records by intent or unknowingly, even unknowingly, justifies an FBI armed raid, we're going to revisit the Hillary Clinton private server, which was itself a violation, and classified material being mishandled. No, we did not forget that story. We're going to put it front and center before we wrap up over the next 2 hours. So make sure today that you hear both hours. If you miss them, pick them up on the podcast. Make sure you call your friends and family right now and say, you got to tune in right now. You do not want to miss the next 2 hours. If by chance you do, remember the podcast. And I remind you again, we are live streaming at rumble.com. Go to rumble.com, find our Rumble page, Larry Connors USA. That's all you enter. It'll take you to our page. And then you'll also see where to push live. Or you can watch it later. Whatever you do, know this program, hear it, watch it, share it with others. Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Your eyes are burning. You're sneezing. It's allergy season. Pollen readings are sky high. Heck, you can even see that yellow powder on everything. So that's also inside your air conditioning ducts. I suggest you call Wellington Environmental. Now, other companies will be glad to do the job, but they're going to come to your home or business, count the air ducts, and begin increasing the cost. In fact, the quoted price might even double. Wellington offers one price, no extras. You'll be charged exactly what Wellington quotes. So this is easy for you. Call 314-644-4930, 644-4930. You will breathe easier. Wellington has a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau. 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Wellington Environmental, your world cleaner, better, safer. Be well with Wellington.
This segment of Larry Connors USA is brought to you by my friends at John Beal Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest prices. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
I guess I grew up on an older road, a pedal to the metal, always did what I told. Until I found out that my brand new clothes are came secondhand from the rich kids next door. And I grew up fast, I guess I grew up mean. There's a thousand things inside my head I wish I ain't seen. And now I just wander through a real bad dream, feeling like I'm coming apart at the seams. But thank you, Jack Daniel's Old Number 7. Tennessee whiskey got me drinking in heaven. And
this is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Trump posted just before 7 p.m. last night that Mar-a-Lago was, quote, currently under siege, raided, and occupied by a large group of FBI agents, adding, quote, they even broke into my safe. A source familiar with the search tells NBC News the investigation is related to the transfer of classified government documents from the White House to Mar-a-Lago. The National Archives reported in February that 15 boxes of documents were improperly taken to the president's Florida estate when he left office.
So it was all about getting some documents that Trump might have taken by mistake, maybe with intent, I don't know, from the White House. There's a 1978 Presidential Records Act that requires presidential administrations to retain certain documents. That was in the wake of Watergate. And they even cracked a safe in his house. Let me point this out. They did not find Jimmy Hoffa in the safe. Just want to let you know that. Armed FBI agents show up at his home. Mar-a-Lago is where he lives. That's his home. He was in New York, preparing for another legal case that he's having to fight. And I'm not trying to defend Trump on those cases. I don't know all the details. The question here is, why are we allowing our Department of Justice, the Attorney General, the FBI, and others to weaponize what is supposed to be our legal system to target political opponents? Now, to that extent, you can say, well, Larry, you don't really know that. I mean, well, we know he's a political opponent of the Biden administration and all Democrat leftists anyway. Other Democrats are deciding, you know, I think the way things were going were better under him, so maybe I would vote for him. We don't know officially he's going to run, but as I said in the opening, this raid yesterday might have opened up that Pandora's box, and you do not know what hell and fury can come out of that box. I'm not talking about violence. I'm talking about the fact that the people of America, even those who say they don't like Trump, they don't like, should not like, just stop all KGBT tactics used against any member of our nation. This one's name is Donald Trump. What's your name? You might be next on the list. Have you thought about that? So let's go back to this breathtaking report from MSNBC that how this is just amazing. I mean, the FBI raiding the Trump compound, and then they're going to read a statement issued by the Trump lawyer and even by Trump.
Trump's attorney released a statement claiming the former president and his legal team have been cooperative with the FBI and DOJ, quote, every step of the way. Trump slammed the search as, quote, prosecutorial misconduct, the weaponization of the justice system, and an attack by radical left Democrats who desperately don't want me to run for president in 2024.
Now, you're hearing a little noise off the side. Then that was Mika Brzezinski's husband, Joe, the host of Morning Coffee, Joe, MSNBC, whatever. He said, oh, but they do want him to run because they think they can beat him. Well, they're stupid. They can't beat him, and I'm not sure any Republican that tries to run against him can. That is, if he decides to run. He may decide to be a king maker and appoint someone, like a DeSantis or someone, say, this guy's got my vote. He's done that in numerous primary elections across the nation and been highly successful. So, yeah, they do not want him to run. And anything they can do to damage him and anyone associated with him. Did you vote for him? Did you think about voting for him? Are you thinking about voting for him this next time if he runs? Are you supporting candidates that he has called out and said, this is my person? Do you believe in making America great again? Regardless of who the president is. I had told you previously in other programs, Biden missed the biggest opportunity of his life. When he came into office, all he had to do was be a caretaker of what Trump had put in place. Biden claiming, oh, we got the vaccine out, we did. No, that happened under the Trump administration to fast track it. Biden administration was saying, once you have the vaccine, you won't have to wear a mask. Well, that turned out to be wrong. And once you have the vaccine, you won't get the COVID. And that turned out to be wrong repeatedly. The president himself, Biden, knows it. He's just now recovering from his latest rebound of it. But then this raid last night, armed FBI agents, they're standing at the gates of Mar-a-Lago. I guess they were fearing that we might be rushed by that January 6th crowd, might all gather and come charging at us. Eric Trump again on the real purpose of that raid.
Why is it that the arrows only fly at Donald Trump and his family? Why is it that the political persecution only goes one way in this country?
Let's talk a little bit about what you were being told. What was the purpose for this raid?
Sean, the purpose for the raid, from what they said, was because the National Archives wanted to, you know, corroborate whether or not Donald Trump had any documents in his possession. And my father has worked so collaboratively with them for months. In fact, the lawyer that's been working on this was totally shocked. He goes, I had such an amazing relationship with these people. And all of a sudden, on no notice, they sent, you know, 20 cars and 30 agents. Sean, I mean, this is just more political persecution of Donald J. Trump.
He's absolutely right. And, of course, that was Eric Trump in an interview with Sean Hannity last night, as the raid was probably still going on at that moment. And they showed up with these cars full of agents, armed agents. I cannot emphasize that enough. They're carrying automatic weapons. They went in there like they were going after another terrorist linked and following Osama bin Laden and Arwari that we have gotten rid of. This is a former president of the United States, and all it took was the subpoena, which had been working with. They'd already been working. His attorney had already been working with the National Archives and Records trying to sort some stuff out. But then they reached a point where somebody said, pull the trigger. Pull the trigger. Let's go after him. Former AG Matt Whitaker, who served under Trump, said, total grandstanding.
It's a dramatic escalation for something that really could have been handled much differently. You know, they could have sent a subpoena for these documents that they believe exist at Mar-a-Lago. I just think that sending 30 FBI agents seems to be a really a misallocation of resources when you have, you know, our nation's cities experiencing violent crime, and when you have, you know, a crunch just generally across federal law enforcement to try to handle all of the issues that we have. But, you know, I think the other thing that a lot of people are concerned about, including myself, is the continued two-tiered system of justice where people like Hunter Biden, Hillary Clinton, and others, you know, get away, it appears, with, you know, with nothing for consequences for their activities. But Donald Trump seems to be continually investigated.
Continually investigated. We're not forgetting Hillary Clinton. We're going to get into that before this hour wraps up, and more on it in the second hour. But something else he pointed out, this could be resolved with a subpoena. But they knew the photo op that would come with it. And the name, the name, raided. We've raided the Trump compound looking for documents that the National Archives and Records Administration should have in its hands due to the Presidential Records Act of 1978. Maybe he did have some. I don't know if he did or didn't. Did he have some secret information about making a nuclear bomb in the basement of Mar-a-Lago? Did he have something that might identify terrorists in this country that would do things for him? That's not what they were going for. Supposedly. House Republican Leader Kevin McCarthy, Republican of California, promising to launch a full-throated investigation into AG Merrick Garland and that FBI raid. It did not go down without Merrick Garland signing off on it. But did Merrick Garland even initiate the idea? We'll get into that as well. But this statement from McCarthy, again, House Republican Leader McCarthy. I've seen enough. The Department of Justice has reached an intolerable state of weaponized politicization. When Republicans take back the House, we will conduct immediate oversight of this department, follow the facts, leaving no stone unturned. Attorney General Garland, preserve your documents and clear your calendar. Indeed, Republicans, should they take back the House during the 2022 congressional midterms, we will have the ability to launch subpoenas into the raid against the former president. The House Judiciary Committee, the House Oversight and Reform Committee can focus on the events and decision-making process that led to the search warrant against Trump. House Judiciary Republicans wrote, this is what happens in third world countries, not the United States. Doesn't the FBI have better things to do than harass the former president? Here's Florida Senator Rick Scott.
We know the Biden administration targets their opponents. Merrick Garland's targets Democrat opponents. Here's what needs to happen today. Separately, Merrick Garland, Christopher Wray, Joe Biden need to do press conference, take all questions, explain why they're doing what they're doing, what each of them knew when, This should scare every American until we get answers. You should have unbelievable concern. I got more phone calls last night about people thinking, what is this? Is this like Latin America, what they do with a political opponents in Latin America? And we know the Democrats just added 87,000 more IRS agents. So we now know the federal government can target almost every American almost every year to go over their taxes. And how, if anybody's dealt with the IRS, do you feel like they're easy to work with, or DOJ or FBI? No, they're tough. And so this is unprecedented. We need to get answers right now.
Yes, we need answers. We're not going to get them right now, but we need them. Now, to carry this out again, to carry out this raid instead of just simply issuing a subpoena, earlier in this year, the National Archives Records Administration claimed that Trump took 15 boxes of presidential records to his personal residence. His lawyer has been working with the National Archives and Records Administration trying to sort through this. They claim, the Archives Group claims, the boxes contain, quote, classified national security information and official correspondence between Trump and foreign heads of state. Now, that sounds very similar to what the FBI told us James Comey, when he was FBI director, Hillary Clinton had on her server, that she was not supposed to have a private server in her home, remember? Oh, I didn't forget. We'll come back to it. It's the same thread woven through this entire thing. Now, when we come back, legal expert, MSNBC host Rachel Maddow tells you how they would get the warrant to go against Trump.
Larry Connors USA.
We know that federal law enforcement authorities would have had to go to a judge and bring to that judge a request for a search warrant. In order to get a search warrant from the judge, the authorities would have had to tell the judge where they wanted to search and what they wanted to search for. And they would have had to demonstrate to the judge probable cause that at that location they wanted to search, they would find evidence that a crime was committed. A federal crime, a specific federal crime, which they would have to spell out in detail to the judge. The judge would have to be satisfied in the specificity of the request in terms of the location and what they were looking for, and in the assertion that there is probable cause to believe that evidence of a crime would be found at that location. If the judge was so satisfied, the judge would then agree to sign and authorize the warrant.
Those are the words of Rachel Maddow, and she's pretty right on. I'm not going to challenge her actual statement of how it would go down or should go down. But I would remind you, and someone should have reminded her, I doubt they did, that even on a CNN report, the Justice Department had declared invalid two of the four surveillance warrants against former Trump campaign associate Carter Page. Remember that? That came from the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court. This is following the fact that the FBI was faulted for a series of misstatements and applications, omissions, to get secret court warrants, the FISA warrants, to eavesdrop on Page. So that means that the surveillance of Page should have ended after the second warrant expired. Donald Trump and Republican allies constantly criticize how the FBI was carrying out the investigation, the missteps, the lying about the FISA applications. Illegal all through. So if they would do it then, going to a FISA court, do you not imagine they might go to a judge they knew would be willing to listen and follow the orders we give you? Sign here, and we can execute a raid on Mar-a-Lago. Jonathan Turley is a University, George Washington University law school professor. And he had a question regarding the Attorney General Merrick Garland. He said, my first reaction beyond shock is that it's baffling how this raid would occur. Now, again, I want to point out to you, Turley is conservative. He is a regular contributor to Fox News. So I'll make sure you have that perspective. My point here is always to be transparent. We may or may not agree on things, but I'm going to be transparent with you. I'm not going to try to hide that, oh, this is somebody that's bipartisan. I don't know if he's truly bipartisan. He's on Fox News as a regular contributor, but he's speaking about the law and how this could have, should have been handled. Let him explain here. I want to read it. I could have let you hear him, but I want to break it down. My first reaction beyond shock is that it's baffling this would occur. Merrick Garland decided not to appoint a special counsel. If there was evidence that supports a warrant, and apparently a federal judge found that evidence, as you were hearing Rachel Maddow describe, why didn't Merrick Garland ask for a special counsel to be appointed? He said people like Archibald Cox and others are celebrated because we did appoint a special counsel to look into Nixon. Why? It was because we wanted to assure the American people an investigation would not be political, would not be influenced in that case by Nixon himself. But now you have the past opponent of the current president, an expected future opponent. I can't imagine how Attorney General Garland will look at that situation and not see an absolute necessity for a special counsel. And indeed, they did raid on this, on the former president's home, instead of issuing a subpoena. Now, we don't know exactly what the charges are. The assumption is they might be related to January 6th. We've seen warrants being issued by the grand jury. He said, I personally have expressed skepticism over the ability to charge the president on any evidence we've seen in the committee. Yeah, January 6th, if they had anything in it, do you not think they would have put that in your face the very first day and pound that fact in your face? Yes, January 6th was wrong. It was not patriotic. Should not have happened. I called it wrong. I still do. But no one, not one person can say Trump sent them down there to do that, can they? All right, let's get Heritage constitutional expert Hans Bunce-Bakowski and his view.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
Ackerman Toyota believes when you need service, you want genuine parts, certified mechanics, no hidden cost. You get all of that with Ackerman Toyota. Plus, if you're ready for a new car or pre-owned, see what Ackerman has on the lot or what's coming. Ackerman Toyota, Hampton and Interstate 44. Ackerman Toyota for life.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Hans Bunce-Bakowski, we've had on numerous times before, an expert on the Constitution, First Amendment, rule of law, government reform. Hans, glad to have you on board again, sir.
Larry, thanks for having me back.
I want to read a quote to you from Jonathan Turley and get your reaction. His reaction when he heard about this going down last night, the raid on the Trump estate was, he said, it's shocking, beyond shocking, and it's baffling as to why a raid would have to be carried out. Your thought?
Oh, I agree with them. I don't understand why they would engage in an FBI raid. I mean, that's something you normally do against criminal defendants. Here, the situation apparently has to do with perhaps classified documents that the president still has that he hasn't turned over to the National Archives. Well, in that case, why aren't the lawyers for the Justice Department negotiating with the lawyers for Trump to go in, take a look at the documents, see which ones need to be returned? And if somehow they're not cooperating, you issue a subpoena. You know, a subpoena doesn't involve an FBI raid, but you still have to respond to it. There just seems like a lot of ways this could have been done.
Well, let me break down some of this, please. Help me understand. Now,
sure.
The National Archives Records Administration is using the Presidential Records Act of 78, which, of course, came after Watergate, to preserve records going forward. And
right.
Boxes are being packed up, moved to Mar-a-Lago. Whether or not, I doubt Trump packed any of them. Whether or not he instructed
right.
certain things be put in there, I don't know. But apparently the National Archives had said back in earlier this year that Trump had 15 boxes of presidential records. So they were apparently already working with his attorney going through some of this. And then somebody decided, you know what? We just need to carry out a raid. Armed guards showing up. 30-plus agents showing up as if they are, as you say, going after a major terrorist hiding out in the middle of Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah, and so far they just haven't justified this. You know, what the Justice Department needs to do is immediately release the search warrant that was issued by the judge, the application for it from the Justice Department, the supporting affidavit, so we can judge for ourselves whether this was necessary and what kind of possible justification they had for this. It's hard to believe this was not political posturing, political targeting, particularly when you consider two things, Larry. First of all, remember, no such actions were taken against Hillary Clinton.
Yes,
her
sir.
Home
I do remember.
in Chappaqua, New York. And remember, she had a home computer that mm-hmm. contained tens of thousands of
60,
government
000.
Communications.
Yes.
Yeah. And she even destroyed over 30,000.
They were personal, Hans. They were dealt with the wedding coming up and curtains for the room and who knows what I'm having for breakfast. I don't know.
Right. But the point is that she decided what was personal,
right.
not the government, and nothing was done about that. But the second thing is, we've already got one of Trump's political appointees who said, Kash Patel, who has said, look, I was in the White House when the president declassified all of these documents. A president is the final authority on declassification. If he declassifies a document, it's declassified. No one can question that. And so the whole basis for which they staged this FBI raid may be a complete fraud.
We had brought out before you joined us, and I'm going to have more. I've told the audience later. In fact, I got a bite from James Comey and his investigation of Hillary and her server after you in the next segment and more in the next hour. The fact of all of what you just pointed out, everything she had on there, and they decided she mishandled. They had classified intel on them, either classified when they were sent or received and are later classified. They were not put aside as you said, that could have been done. She didn't get to be president, obviously, so she couldn't, and Obama didn't. But the other point being here is that even on the website of the National Archives says, of all documents and materials created in the course of business conducted by the U.S. federal government, only 1-3% are so important for legal or historical reasons they're kept for us by forever. But this is Donald Trump.
Right.
I mean, so, they didn't say that on the website, but I'm saying, but this is Donald Trump.
Yeah, but look, and here's the other thing that makes this look like it was a partisan assault. Two things. First, Merrick Garland should have not been the one making the decision about this. His boss is the man who Donald Trump might be a candidate appointing. He should have handed this over to a special counsel
right.
to handle.
Right.
And had his hands completely off of it. And what are we supposed to think about this when it comes just a week after testimony last week before the Senate Judiciary Committee, Chris Wray, the head of the FBI, was confronted by Chuck Grassley, senator from Iowa, about all of this information and accusation that FBI whistleblowers have given to Grassley about the partisan decision-making going on inside the FBI field office in Washington, including the assistant special agent in charge, who apparently was the guy who prepared the memos for Chris Wray and Merrick Garland on this issue with Donald Trump and the investigation of Donald Trump.
And Wray is in front of the Senate and did not, and he said at that time, yeah, that's wrong. We're going to look at it. We're going to correct it. He's sitting there. He already knows this is in play, I'm sure. He didn't, of course, he didn't offer to volunteer it. And it also goes back to even if it had been done properly, those FISA warrants that were being used based on false information, which the FBI later acknowledged, yeah, we knew they weren't real, they weren't good. They lied to the FISA court to get these warrants, to get Carter Page. Even CNN had to admit, yeah, two of the warrants were based on false and misleading information. So it's what you put in the warrant and then get a judge to go along with it. Is that right?
Yes, and what happened with the FISA court was they were making their decisions to issue these electronic eavesdropping warrants, permission to do that, based on the application filled out by the FBI, which were filled with false information.
Are we looking at if there are found records that should have been kept and turned over to the National Archives Office? And as you said, and I'm glad you pointed that out, Trump, Cash Patel said that he declassified everything. Now, some will say, well, that's just a way to cover your butt. But the other thing is, so maybe something shows up that it wasn't. Are we looking at criminal charges because you take some of these records out? If so, again, back to Hillary Clinton. Why the hell are we looking at it only seeming to go one direction?
Yeah, you know, I think I heard Jonathan Turley earlier talking also about the fact that violations of the statute are never dealt with criminal prosecutions. They just subpoena the documents, they work it out, they get them back. And like I said, in this case, the Trump White House had already sent back 15 boxes of documents. This is so overboard that, like I said, it is hard to imagine that it's anything other than political targeting, which, again, goes back to the Justice Department needs to make public the search warrant and the application, so we can judge for ourselves whether there was any merit to this.
Excellent point. And, of course, now with 87,000 more IRS agents, who knows what they'll be digging in for on individuals. They can do this. If they can do this to Trump, they can definitely do it to you. I've got a comment from a listener, Don, that wrote in on one of my Facebook pages. You would think intelligent people would start questioning why liberal Democrats fear Donald Trump so much. Their fear and incessant preoccupation with them make me fear them much more.
Well, look, I understand that very well. And I can tell you, having worked at the U.S. Justice Department, that I can't think of anything more dangerous and more scary to me than political appointees like Merrick Garland being willing to turn the powers of the Justice Department, the FBI, the most powerful law enforcement agencies in the country, to political purposes to target their political enemies. And if that's what's going on here, it is a terrible development of this nation.
To me, it sounds like the KGB. It sounds like the Nazis or the FSB now. I mean, am I that far off of that analogy?
No, if it turns out they had no justification for this, and it was because of the upcoming election, then your analogy will be correctly right on point. And that's why we need to know what justified this raid.
Hans von Spakovsky, thank you very much for your use of time and your legal expertise. We thank you.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. We'll do it again. Hans von Spakovsky with the Heritage Foundation. Excellent point. I'm glad he pointed out that, yeah, Trump basically had declassified everything, and the president has the authority to do that. The president is the only one who could declassify anything at any time, period. I know someone going to say, see, and he did it to cover his own butt. Okay, all right. You go with that story if that's what you want. When you come back, I want to take you back to a time and place of July 2016. At that time, FBI Director James Comey referenced Hillary Clinton.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at LarryConnorsUSA.
The other day, some listeners saw me in Cafe Napoli, and one said, we see you here all the time. I said, yes, you do. I am the Cafe Napoli ambassador. Truth is, I've been an Napoli customer for decades, when there was only the Clayton location, then Town and Country, now St. Charles. Trust me, you'll enjoy great food, drinks, service. Cafe Napoli, Clayton, Town and Country, streets of St. Charles. And tell them the Cafe Napoli ambassador sent you.
I said, brother, if you only knew, you'd wish that you were in my shoes. You just keep on using me until you use me up. Until you use me up.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Although we did not find clear evidence that Secretary Clinton or her colleagues intended to violate laws governing the handling of classified information, there is evidence that they were extremely careless in their handling of very sensitive, highly classified information. Although there is evidence of potential violations of the statutes regarding the handling of classified information, our judgment is that no reasonable prosecutor would bring such a case.
Yeah, no reasonable prosecutor would dare go after Hillary Clinton. Those are the words of FBI director at the time in 2016 on July 5. She, Hillary, has blamed Comey for her not being able to defeat Trump when he raised the fact that we're taking a closer look. We have more information we need to look at on these servers anyway. And I'll remind you, she was a Secretary of State. She knew she was not supposed to have a private server in her home and not using it for communiques of any type that might involve foreign sources. It all started because there had been a concern that whether there was classified information improperly stored or transmitted, that would be a violation of a federal statute, a felony to mishandle classified information, either intentionally or in a grossly negligent way, which you just heard the former FBI director say. It could also be a misdemeanor to knowingly remove classified information from appropriate systems or storage facilities, which is pretty much where we are with the National Records Library and the papers that they supposedly say that Trump had in 15 boxes that he took to his home in Florida. Now, in the end, and we're going to spend more time on this in the next hour, the FBI director, as you heard say, we found, let me get the exact question statement here, although there is evidence of potential violations of the statutes regarding the handling of classified information, our judgment, and the FBI is not supposed to make a judgment on a case, they investigate it, turn it over to an attorney general, the Department of Justice, they make a judgment. Do we have a crime? Do we pursue it? They're not supposed to be advising and giving directions and wink, wink, nod, nod. I think you need to go ahead with this one. But Comey stood and made his statement claiming that in the transparency, we don't normally let you know what happens behind the curtain, but normally we don't, but sometimes it is possible that we might give some recommendations, saying we frequently make recommendations and have a conversation with prosecutors. He didn't say they did that this time. He just simply said, although there is evidence of potential violations of the statutes regarding the handling of classified information, our judgment, that would be him and the FBI, because he doesn't speak for all the Department of Justice or the Attorney General. Our judgment is that no reasonable prosecutor would bring such a case. Now, what the hell does a reasonable prosecutor mean? You mean no pushover? You mean no one that really is willing to pursue the law? Are you talking about someone who might be in Hillary's back pocket? I'm not saying any of that happened. I'm simply raising the question. And you should as well, because I can't stress to you enough what happened last night simply over materials, boxes of presidential records that by the Presidential Records Act of 1978 were supposed to be left with the National Archives Department that might be in those boxes. Maybe they are, maybe they aren't. But again, Trump can declassify while president anything he wants. Every president has that authority. And I don't care of your political stripe. I really don't. I don't care if you think Trump is the lowest of low, that you agree with the FBI agent who said, I was in a Walmart and I could smell them. Or Hillary Clinton saying, MAGA people are deplorable. Maybe you're falling into that crowd. I don't really care. What I would ask you, is this what you want from your country? That whoever's in power can weaponize law enforcement for political purposes to make sure who you can vote for, and eventually they'll just tell you, we don't need the election, it's already been decided. Now, I know some of you are thinking, I think we're already there. Stand your ground. Do not let this proceed. Get the answers as you heard earlier on exactly what's in that warrant, what they were looking for, and then a final conclusion. All of this is just mainly to muddle the water before the election. And we've got more on it coming up in the next hour. Do not miss the second hour.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.